Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. It's 4th of July week. Happy 4th to everybody out there celebrating. Got my friends from Wise Markets throwing things on the grill. Make sure you get out there. My friends at Window Nation gave me this. We're having crab cakes this week. We're going to be in Dundalk, my homeland, home of the Heritage Fair, but we're going to be there on Thursday at Costas. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Window Nation. And one of our earliest supporters back with us here this year, sponsor the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. It's always a pleasure to welcome Lisa Rosiniak from Goodwill Industries and our local friends. And she's giving me a hard time before we started this thing. We're going to welcome Julie Kernan on as well from she's the CEO of Business Volunteers of Maryland. But Lisa, I haven't had a crab cake with you yet. The masks are off. It's summertime. I'm doing 31 crab cakes in 31 breweries in August. So when anybody says to me, when are we having a crab cake? I'm like, whenever you want. So I just want to give you an open invite in August. You should come out and rub elbows with me and have a crab cake.
All right. I'm there. Count me in.
All right. Well, we're going to be doing that. Julie Kernan joins us here. For those of you who are new to the program, we get together with our friends from Goodwill and introduce some of their friends and partners and the good things that we do here. We talk a lot about jobs programs. We talk about the closet that's getting larger and larger with stuff. And I hold up the little truck that the Lisa and Jonathan got to send out here for me to donate all my spring cleaning has moved to summer now, but you're going to get all my stuff. Julie Kernan joins us now on behalf of Business Volunteers Maryland, and not of Maryland, correct, Julie?
That's correct. There is no of.
Why no of? And does everybody make that mistake? There's no E in Nestor, but N-E-S-T-E-R, people make the mistake all the time, you know?
Yeah, you know, we changed our name from Business Volunteers Unlimited many years ago to Business Volunteers Maryland, and people always want to put that of in there. So,
well, let me see.
Thank you for getting it right.
Sometimes the title tells people what you are, right? So like Business Volunteers Maryland, it's volunteers for business. Does that make sense or no?
It's complete sense.
There it is. All right. I just took a total guess at this whole situation. Lisa, I want to bring you in to talk about relationships you have with other businesses because, and we're going to talk about Goose a little bit because our relationship comes on us through the Ravens and we've had a tough week around here, but I want you to do some introductions for the kinds of businesses because I've been to your events, your annual events, where there's so many people that help you power what you do at Goodwill.
Sure. We have tons of relationships with other businesses. All of the trades associations we work with, and CVS is one of our biggest partners with, helping get people into jobs as pharmacy technicians. There's a whole array. I mean, I could take like the whole segment of the show and talk about all of them. And, we've already talked about The Y and John. John's going to come on with me later on, a couple weeks. And now we have Julie. And I am on the board of Business Volunteers Maryland. And that's how I know Julie.
Well, if folks come together here, and the networking community here is vast. I mean, I looked Julie, Chris Kernan up today on LinkedIn. We only have 116 shared connections. I mean, there really is a small to more in a spirit. And one of the reasons I put Baltimore Positive together after all the years of doing sports radio was I knew all of these people. And every morning people get up to make the city better, to make programs better, the places they work better. And when you're in a place with trying to get people to uplift the community. Talk a little bit about Business Volunteers Maryland and its genesis and its relationship with Goodwill for me, Julie.
Sure. So Business Volunteers, we're actually in our 20th year. We are a nonprofit and we were founded by business leaders in Baltimore City, downtown Baltimore, who believed that business people needed to be more engaged in the community. That they also believed that business people wanted to be engaged, but they didn't necessarily know how. So we were formed to provide pathways and programs to connect businesses to nonprofit opportunities. And that's volunteering, where you're out there, rolling up your sleeves and working outside and doing kind of building and improving the atmosphere of a nonprofit's location, to skilled consulting, where you are basically a pro bono consultant for a nonprofit. And then, of course, there's board service. So we match business people to nonprofit boards. Our connection to to Goodwill is Lisa serving on our board of directors. So not only does she run a nonprofit, but she also believes in the spirit of giving back and helping make other organizations better. And you do that through service and working on a nonprofit board.
Lisa, when you come into boards like this, and I have been asked over the course of times, I don't think I'm a board guy. For me, the amount of involvement and the things that need to be known, but more than that, just bringing other people from other industries together, it's its own link in keeping a community together at a C level. And you both are CEOs, you run organizations, but when cities work and function well, those people know each other and are I get we used to say a phone call away, or you know, a letter away, or now it's literally a text away, where I think that's what's going to lift the community in the end, is that we do have a pretty robust core of people that you come into contact with all the time that sit on boards.
Yep, that's right. And we have a really powerful group of nonprofit organizations in Baltimore. So there are organizations that are very small. There are organizations like Lisa's and the Y that that John Hoey runs that are much larger. But we operate on the belief that the organizations know what they need. They know what their communities need. And if we can band together to support each other, then we're all better off. And that can be through providing volunteers, through matching people to the board. And that is volunteering, right? So the most ultimate volunteering role that you can fulfill is serving on a nonprofit board, because it's not once and done. You're serving a three-year term, or in Lisa's case, multiple three-year terms with an organization.
Lisa, why do you keep signing up? I hear multiple. It sounds like you've been at this a long time with Julie and with the folks at Business Volunteers Maryland. Give me your first look and when you became acquainted. They've been there 20 years. Lisa, dare I say, I think you've been at Goodwill around 20 years. It feels like that long.
Actually been 25.
I didn't want to, hey, you know, feel free to correct me.
Yeah, 25 years with Goodwill, and I think I'm on my 12th year with Business Volunteers. And I just love the mission, because I do think that our city needs many more partnerships with businesses, with nonprofit, with the private sector and government. They all need to band together to fix the problems in the city. And we can't do it without all of us. No one entity can do everything.
Julie, how can we, if someone's listening out there and they hear Business Volunteers, okay, I have a business. When they get in contact with you, what's a first touch? What's a good first touch for you in regard to people giving time, money, organizational strength? People have other employees that may want to volunteer, looking for a project. That sort of stuff comes to me from time to time, especially for small businesses where, you know, somebody's got 8, 10, 12, 15 employees. They can bring everybody together for something that's cause related that maybe you could spark some action from them.
Yeah, great. Thank you for that. Yes. So I think the best way is to look at our website, and there's an opportunity to just enter your email address and say what you're interested in. And then typically there's a connection with me or a member of our staff who will work one-on-one with the business to understand specifically what they want to do, what they want to accomplish, missions that may be relevant for them, for their staff, for their organization. And so if you go to the website and enter that information, we then will reach out and have a one-on-one consultation to help provide the experience that's most relevant for your organization and your team.
For anybody watching out on the Zoom, I'm just going through. You can find it at businessvolunteersmd.org. Businessvolunteersmd.org. Never an of in there. Lisa Sayak joining us here. She is the president and CEO of Goodwill Industries here locally, who support our Maryland Crab Cake Tour. And I'm promising her a crab cake, as well as the breweries and 31 crab cakes during the month of August. Julie Kernan joining us here from Business Volunteers of Maryland. Lisa, I want to talk just for a minute about Goose and our relationship here, because it's Raven related. It's summertime. The Ravens had a dual tragedy last week. I was doing a crab cake tour down at Fadley's. And I said to you before we came on, did Goose ever touch you? And I'm thinking, Goose did something with Goodwill. He'd been 25 years. There's no way Goose wasn't involved in some way, especially given your relationship with the Ravens and how I got to know you through doing this incredible Halloween event that you did for a couple of decades.
Yeah, he was actually at the first 2 or 3 years with Shannon Sharp, when Shannon Sharp, was our original host of the event. And those two were really tight, I think. And I remember, the first night, I think we were at the ESPN Zone, and we had a silent auction. And, somebody said, we need some more people to go into and bid on stuff. And I think that Tony was the one who got out there, like on the stage, the microphone.
Hey, get your wallets out, all of you.
Yeah. Go. This is a great cause.
Well, I mean, it's been an amazing thing here. For anybody listening, lots and lots of the Super Bowl 35 alums have reached back, including my partner, Coach Billick, who's coming on this week. Rod Woodson and I shared some laughs and some memories of Goose. We're going to be telling Goose stories around here a long, long, long time. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But I just wanted to point out that, from good things, these small things, I meet you at a Ravens event with Shannon Sharp 20 years ago. That Ravens celebration last month, which was Goose's last.
I was there. Yeah, that was
truly
amazing.
Well, give me your experience, because I bought a ticket. I sat in row Y. I watched it all as like sort of an Oscars event. That was a beautiful, beautiful evening.
Oh my gosh. Well, and now, of course, if we could reflect back knowing what we know now, but Business Volunteers is also supported by the Ravens. So I had a member of that team offered me a ticket. So of course I went, and he was hilarious. Goose stole
that
show.
Yeah.
He was so funny.
He's a leader. And I guess that's the thing, that when he gets in the room, and Rod Woodson said this to me this week with tears in his eyes, said, I've been in a lot of rooms with a lot of people. I've never been in a room that Tony wasn't the center of the room. That,
I mean, even with Ray Lewis, right?
Correct. And even with Brian Billick, and even with stars and Hall of Famers all around him. He wasn't a Hall of Famer, but he was the star. He was the straw that stirred the drink for that team.
Yeah, that was quite an event. I'm so glad that we were able to have that captured and documented to live on.
You know, I'm so glad when I bring presidents and CEOs on that they talk Ravens football with me.
Oh my gosh. Like, die hard fans.
So give me, for both of you, the memories of Super Bowl 35 then, because I've been talking about this all week, and I think it really, seeing Goose and seeing him, I've never seen this kind of emotion from Ravens fans. I mean, he's sort of the first legendary player of that era. And we all have an association to the night we won the Super Bowl, right? Like everybody, I remember being there, but seeing these pictures and seeing how young I looked back then, because it was 21 years ago. But where were you, Julie, on the night that the Ravens won the Super Bowl?
Well, I was at a Super Bowl party, but I'll tell you, my memory from that was I worked downtown at the time and I went to the parade.
It's exactly what I was going to say.
Oh my gosh. It was emotional, exciting, cold. But what a memory. I would not normally go to parades, but I thought, I live in a Super Bowl championship town. I am going to the parade.
Lisa, you lit up. The parade kind of, if you saw the same offices near Redwood, the parade almost went by your front door, Lisa, right?
It went right down South Street. Yeah. I saw the whole thing. It was amazing.
So that your memory is the rainy day and all of that stuff, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So I have the wildest story ever, because I was in the parade. I was sick as a dog. I flew back. I had to work Monday night. We were doing a show at the barn, and Edwin Mulitalo promised to do his fire dance that if we won the Super Bowl, he was going to do his haka, right?
Yes.
So I knew I had Edwin coming, but a lot of guys drank a lot of beer. I left the party. I flew to Philadelphia, did a show in Philadelphia, my syndicated show, and then came back to the city sick as a dog. And I went down, and Billick said, you're riding in the parade. And I'm like, I'm not even dressed for it, coach. Get on a Humvee. One of these guys put Nasty on a Hummer. And so Mike Flynn, who was my best pal on the team, and Spencer Folau brought me up. And Flynn's like, here, you can hold the video camera. You can videotape. And I'm like, you're media. Get up here. So I had David Modell. This is true football story. Lisa, you'll appreciate this as executives with budgets. David Modell went nuts giving gifts to everyone in Tampa. He gave them a bag full of stuff. And one of the things was a little palm quarter before we all had video cameras, right? It got counted against the salary cap the next year. They docked Ozzy. Oh, yeah. True story. Because it was a payment to the players, right? So they had the, you know, $2,400, whatever the value was. He got his salary cap hit. So that's in my book, too. But so that parade that day was out in the rain. I'm videotaped every minute of it. I video myself, Mike, all of that. Mike Flynn takes the, it's his camera. I said, give me that tape. He's like, no, I'll get it processed. Went down to his house a month later. I saw the tape. I said, give me that tape. You know, he was in Florida. I said, give me that tape. Never saw the tape again. The tape disappeared for 20 years. The videotape of the parade in, and you both have mentioned the parade. Mm-hmm. It's my memory too, right? I was in the parade. I had one lousy picture a fan sent me where I'm this big on top of a Hummer with Mike Flynn. We look like little blobs. And that's all I had from the parade with me in it. And Mike Flynn is one of my dearest friends. He comes on the show. I crushed him on the radio for a decade saying, find that tape. In the middle of the plague, I got a FedEx and the tape came. And I have the tape. So I'm going to show. It's up on YouTube. If you know, anybody that wants to go watch it can watch it. But this is literally the parade. It is 59 minutes of the entire parade. It's me as a young man being very emotional in the middle of the parade and having fun.
Oh my gosh. That's
and
so great.
This tape came to me in the middle. And this is up on stage, all the mess that was. I'm putting all this out this week, but there's really nothing that brings people together like the Baltimore Ravens, right?
That's,
I mean, I
true.
Guess Lisa for us and for the city and you at Goodwill and I guess for every organization. I mentioned it and you were already telling me you were at the event a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
So we're all looking forward to football season. Lisa, give me an update on XL. Give me an update on Goodwill. Give me an update on some summer things that are going on with Goodwill right now.
Well, actually, you know, I wanted to tell you about this new project. I've been kind of, you know, leading up to this the last couple of shows, and now I'm ready to tell you one of the big secrets about our partnership with Trex. It's a new corporate partner of ours. And, you know, the plastic bags that have been banned in Baltimore City, they're banned in Howard County. I think a couple other counties around Maryland have banned them altogether, or they tax you to get to buy one, you know, in the grocery store or Walmart, wherever you go, Target. And so we are now taking that plastic, and it also the plastic that anything that you get shrink wrapped or you know, any kind of that filament. And we are collecting it and selling it to Trex. And they use this plastic to make decking. If you heard of that, Trex deck.
Oh my gosh.
I need a deck right now. This is perfect for me.
They take recycled plastic and melt it I've been to the Trex plant in Virginia. It's amazing. They take the plastic, they melt it down, formulate it to make these, planks of decking. Incredible. So we are now going to have these repositories for people bring all their plastic bags.
Oh, that's great.
And, we want to take as much as we can because we're trying to keep it all out of the landfill.
Perfect.
That's awesome.
You know, every time I get a piece of plastic with something, whether it's a piece of food in or something, I when I was in Hawaii about 3 years ago, I saw how much plastic was little grains on the beach in Hawaii in front of turtles. And it really freaked me out. It wasn't like something I saw on TV anymore. It was something at my feet. And I think about that. So, hey, this is, people say to me, why do you move off sports talk about this stuff? It's like, learn something. So I do appreciate that. Spell the Trex for me just so I Google it the right way.
Trex.
Trex. Okay, I was make sure it wasn't a K-X. I'm going to Google it, and I'll Google plastic, and we'll find that as well. Julie, update everybody. Give us one more round on what you do and what the folks at Business Volunteers Maryland, not of Maryland, Business Volunteers Maryland. I almost said of, but that's 25 cents. You're going to find me for that.
I want a crab cake. 25 cents. Forget it.
August, 31 crab cakes, 31 breweries. The schedule will be up. You can meet me in Cumberland. You can meet me in Cambridge. You can meet me in Oakland. You can meet me in Ocean City. I'm going to be everywhere.
I love it. I love it.
Well, anybody that get a crab cake with me before Labor Day, it's because they didn't want a crab cake with me. So you got plenty of opportunities.
Well, I will find those. Well, what's really great right now is, people are back. and they're really ready to get out in the community. So during the plague, as you called it, we had folks who were volunteering, but it was mostly done virtually. And there are certainly things you can do virtually, but there's nothing like the energy that you get from bringing people together. We have folks who are maybe still working from home, or they're working hybrid, and an opportunity to get together as a group and work toward a cause has been really fulfilling. And I just, the energy that people have for our community and for each other has been phenomenal. I mean, really better than before. So we're really excited about that. We have lots of nonprofits who have needs. And if people are looking for ways to engage their employees a little differently, it's a great way to make it happen.
I love that we're getting events back a little bit, you know, yeah. I mean, just doing simple, like brew at the zoo, just things around town that put me back on schedule, Orioles game, you know, whatever people are doing to get outside this time of year and mingle a little bit. And you know, I guess that leads to us meeting new people that we weren't meeting on Zoom. And right. Even though I liked seeing you on Zoom, Lisa, I'll be much happier to have a crab cake and a liquid libation with you. Lisa, thanks for making this happen. Thanks for the partnership. As always, I do want to give a shout out our friends at the Maryland Lottery and our friends at Window Nation. Also support our Maryland Crab Cake Tour. This week, we're going to be at State Fair on the 30th, and certainly next week, the 7th, we're going to be at Costas. We've done a whole bunch of tour stops last couple of weeks. I did 3 last week alone. We were at Fadley's. We've been moving around town. And
love Fadley's.
You know, I'm trying to stay away from the sides. This is the thing that's killing me in August. It's not the crab cake. It's the appetizers and the French fries and the bread. Like, so I'm going to go salad and crab cakes. I can't pick up 12 pounds this August like I did last year. And I'm mixing beer in this time. No bueno. So I promise to be good, and I promise to invite you two out. Julie Kernan joining us here. She's president and CEO of Business Volunteers Maryland, and my longtime friend, Lisa Rosiniak from Goodwill Industries, here locally supporting what we do with the Maryland Crab Cake Tour and bringing great conversation to teaching me about plastic and stuff today, and telling some old Super Bowl and some old goose stories, which we've all been doing around here this week. Lisa, take care of yourself. Next time I see you, crab cake, broiled or fried? How do you like it?
Broiled.
Yeah, I'm fried. That's my east side of me. This is the problem with me in August. I fried crab cakes, fried French fries, mess. Julie, thanks for coming on. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Always great to have Raven fans on anytime. Lisa Rosiniak from Goodwill, Julie Kernan joining us here, President and CEO of Business Volunteers Maryland. All these Goodwill segments can be found at Baltimore Positive and in our repository in the audio vault anywhere you get your podcast. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore Positive.